From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Japanese Agriculture Ministry announced today that it plans to slaughter and incinerate more than 5,000 head of cattle after a second case of mad cow disease was confirmed in Japan earlier this week. So far, there have been no cases of Jakob Creutzfeldt disease in Japan, the brain disorder in humans who eat contaminated beef. But beef sales have dropped 70% in Japan since the first mad cow case was discovered in September. And according to the BBC's Charles Scanlon in Tokyo, officials are scrambling to figure out the scope of the outbreak.
The government has lost an awful lot of credibility by fumbling its initial response to this disaster, and it's playing catch-up at the moment. It's taking a series of measures which it hopes will be able to reassure the public, but there's very little sign of that at the moment.
How did mad cow disease get to Japan?
Well, that all goes to the whole question of the government's credibility problem. They haven't even been able to tell the public how the case got here, how the disease got here, and how widespread it is. The suspicion is that it came through imported meat and bone meal. That's basically crushed animal carcasses that was fed as a supplement to cattle. They suspect it may have come in imported consignments of this stuff from Britain, where, of course, the disease was first identified in the 1980s. These 5,000 cattle are the only ones, they believe, in Japan that had been taking those supplements.
What about the beef industry in Japan? Kobe beef is, of course, enormously famous around the world for being very special and for being particularly delicious and for being very expensive. Is that industry threatened by this outbreak?
Well, the Kobe beef and the other specialist beef producers are going to great lengths to advertise that their products, they believe, are not infected by this disease. And they've gone to the extent of getting special certificates, and these are all being displayed at restaurants that sell the specialized beef. But it's not having much effect on the consumers so far. They're tending to stay away from Japanese beef in general, and the imported beef from the United States, Australia, and New Zealand has also been hit. Now, although those countries are believed to be safe, there's been no outbreaks of mad cow disease there. Many Japanese are not believing what they're being told by the government at the moment, and they're highly suspicious.
Give us some sense of scale. In Great Britain, they destroyed entire herds of beef. What does it mean to have 5,000 head of cattle destroyed in Japan?
Very little. It's a very tiny percentage of the entire beef industry in this country. What it does seem to signify, though, is that the government's earlier promises that just conducting tests on all cattle that were being taken to market is no longer sufficient, and they're hoping that by being seen to buy up these cattle from the farmers at a good price and then slaughtering them, they're hoping that will show more determination. But they haven't even confirmed yet that this meat and bone meal was the cause.
Charles Scanlon is a correspondent for the BBC in Tokyo. Charles Scanlon, thanks very much.
Thank you.